Hey, I'm Jim Sear.
And I'm Jocelyn Yuan.
And you are listening to the Avoiding Chores podcast,
where we talk about things that sometimes we feel are interesting to us anyways.
Exactly. So let's jump into this episode's topic, Jocelyn, which is self-driving cars. I'm hearing a lot of news. The Detroit Auto Show was last few days or weeks or so. And I'm hearing Ford will be coming out with a self-driving car with no steering wheel and no pedals.
Wow. That is a shock.
We're almost in Jetsons time.
Yeah, except not flying. But as somebody I who spent a large part of my career driving, because I was working on the road for a large part of my career, having a self-driving car would be such a bonus, because it's very, in today's world, you can still be talking on the phone while you're driving, but when I started my career, that was really not the case. So for the most part, being behind the wheel of your car is unproductive totally. So to have self-driving cars that can safely get you to your destination would be amazing to me.
And I'm also thinking about the situations where you would want to use a self-driving car. So, for example, if I'm visiting a new city for work, let's say, I don't want to rent a car. I don't necessarily want to take a bus. However, maybe they have a car share, and the car share has self-driving cars. I just go in, I plug in whatever address or GPS coordinates, and the car can take me to where I need to go. That, to me, would be a fantastic application.
It's a little segue here, but you talk about car sharing. I don't know if you heard about this app where you are able to rent out your car while it's idle, i.e. your car, when you're sleeping, or your home, it's parked there for 10, 11, 12 hours at a time, because you come home, at 6 o'clock and you leave home at 6 a.m. And for that 12 hours of time, your car is idle there. And there are now apps where you can have your car rented out. That's fine, but you're still, renting out a car and relying on somebody's ability to drive your car.
Yeah, exactly.
But once we get to self-driving vehicles, imagine an app like that where instead of having idle time on your car, you can rent it out and sort of amortize the cost of ownership of your car through renting it out for somebody without having the fear that they're going to smash it because your car drives itself.
Well, let's put it this way. If I have a car, like I like to own, as I'm getting older, nicer and nicer cars or bigger vehicles or whatever it is. But you know what? My workplace parking, I got to pay for parking. So, I could very see myself not driving my car to work every day. If it's sitting in the lot and it's near a business park, for example, I can see if it was a self-driving car, that could be something that just drives people to the airport and back to the business park. I mean, if it's there and I'm taking the bus a couple of days a week, I can see the benefit of that myself.
Well, think about this. If the car drives itself, you don't need to be in the car, right?
Yeah.
It can do it without you being in it. So how about your car drives you to work while you're in it, and instead of you trying to find a place to park, it drives you to the front door of your business or your place of work, drops you off there, and then you say to the car, "Car, go park yourself." And it goes to park itself, maybe 10 minutes away in another neighborhood entirely, because that's a good place to go park and there's plentiful parking and it's, and you don't need to pay for parking. And, when it's time to leave work, you just whistle your car to you as you did with your horse back in the day, and your car leaves the neighborhood it was parked in. 10 minutes later, it's at your door, and you're ready to go home.
Now, we're missing one vital component of this dreamland, Jocelyn. We're missing the rationale of the other people who are seeing our cars going by the streets. We expect there's some road warrior mentality going on every time we go behind the wheel. So with these self-driving cars, they follow the rules. So as there's more of these cars going on the street, what's the impetus of people who are not in self-driving cars to, or pedestrians, to start playing chicken? Because they know that the car is going to follow the rules, as compared to when it's two real people behind a wheel and the other side.
Well, I think that would be a reality of the early days of self-driving vehicles, because you would have a mix of traditional older style vehicles with drivers at the wheel and the new self-driving vehicles. So as the technology evolves and you see older cars with steering wheels disappearing and shifting towards more and more self-driving cars on the road, I think what you're going to see is that the drivers of older cars will adapt and probably, you know, reduce their speed and actually stop at stop signs and respect, you know, the actual rules of the road more, because the majority of cars on the road will be doing it by default.
Yeah, true. Now, there's more of these cars on the road than we expect. In Europe, I believe Volvo, with their big transport trucks, they do some type of self-driving where they drive in caravans.
There are some, yep.
We're seeing more and more on the West Coast. Ford, is, I said earlier, is getting very close.
And Tesla, obviously, is the forerunner right now with what they call their autopilot, which is already, a functional feature of their cars. So it's getting really close, I think. We're certainly going to see it in our lifetime. I think we're going to see in the next 10 years, you know, we'll see it being a regular option offered to us in the dealerships as we go to buy a new vehicle.
Absolutely. As we get towards, well, really more electric cars or hybrid cars, you know, that push, I think in the next, well, the next upcoming model year and even the next year before, I think we're really going to see the big push for those traditional vehicles that we thought would be gas only would be now switching to a different format.
There's no question that technology in vehicles is evolving quickly. And we are going to be, you know, the first generation that benefits from it. And it's really interesting times to be looking at vehicles, really.
Well, you know what? If only they can apply that technology to the wiper blades, which haven't changed in 150 years.
Excellent point.
All right, let's close this for this podcast, Jocelyn.
You bet.
And let's remind the folks out there that you can give us a rating on either iTunes or whatever else that you're listening to. And make sure you check out the previous episodes or other content on avoidingchores.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by simply searching for Avoiding Chores.